Folks, it's Rick Barrett. I need you to go to shop.mikechurch.com and get the real Back the Blue Miraculous Metal Law Enforcement t-shirt. That's shop.mikechurch.com. Get the real Back the Blue Miraculous Metal Law Enforcement t-shirt now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Janet Huxley.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Friday, July the 15th, 2022. I'm Janet Huxley, reporting for the Crusade Channel News Desk, live from the Dothan Ranch and Farm, south of Kansas City, Missouri. This report is brought to you by our friends at Bulldog Kia. For 10 years now, Mike Church Show listeners have been getting the best deals in the USA on a new or used Kia. Drive on over to BulldogKia.com or call them at 855-BULLDOG. We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia and tell them the Crusade Channel sent you. Here's what to listen for this hour. Biden's meeting with Israeli leaders doesn't mean agreement when it comes to the strategy of dealing with Iran. Former President Trump's ex-wife Ivana Trump has passed away. In California, parents, educators, politicians, and more scratching their heads over the news that Governor Gavin Newsom is receiving an award from the Education Commission of the States. And because we all need a good rescue story today, stay tuned for the one about the elephant rescued and given CPR to be returned to her young baby. Biden's meeting with Israeli leaders doesn't mean agreement when it comes to the strategy of dealing with Iran. Our political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose reports.
Joe Biden said on Thursday that he still sees a diplomatic path to ensuring Iran doesn't obtain a nuclear weapon, a contrast to the view of Israel's interim leader. I continue to believe that diplomacy is the best way to achieve this outcome and will continue to work with Israel to counter other threats from Iran throughout the region, Biden said at a news conference. However, Israel's caretaker prime minister, who shared the stage with Biden, took a much stronger position on Iran, saying that nation must know if they continue to deceive the world, they will pay a heavy price. He went on to say, "Words will not stop them, Mr. President. Diplomacy will not stop them. The only thing that will stop Iran is knowing that if they continue to develop their nuclear program, the free world will use force. The only way to stop them is to put a credible military threat on the table," Israel's caretaker prime minister said. Republicans barely talk about the threat of Iran, and that is a mistake, especially in a midterm election season when there is an ever-rising terror threat against the United States and the Western world. For the Crusade Channel, I'm political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose.
President Trump's ex-wife, Ivana Trump, has passed away at the age of 73, according to a post from Trump on Truth Social. "I am very saddened to inform all those that loved her, of which there are many, that Ivana Trump has passed away in her home in New York City. She was a wonderful, beautiful, and amazing woman who led a great and inspirational life. Her pride and joy were her three children, Donald Jr., Ivanka, and Eric. She was so proud of them, as we are all so proud of her. Rest in peace, Ivana," Trump said. A spokesperson for the New York City Police Department told Fox News that police responded to a 911 call on Thursday and found the 73-year-old unconscious at the bottom of a set of stairs. In California, parents, educators, politicians, and more were scratching their heads over the news that Governor Gavin Newsom was receiving an award from the Education Commission of the state after reports it came in last in terms of in-person learning in the 2021 school year. Newsom seemed pleased to accept the accolades, traveling to Washington, D.C. to accept the 2022 Frank Newman Award for State Innovation for California. Education Commission of the States is pleased to honor the state of California with the 2022 Frank Newman Award for State Innovation in recognition of its coordinated approach to educating all students from preschool to post-secondary with explicit attention toward whole child supports and services, as well as its historic financial investments to ensure educational equity, the group's press release read. "We're officially in bizarro world," Corey DeAngelis, National Director of Research at the American Federation for Children, told Fox News Digital. "California was one of the worst in the nation when it came to reopening schools. Politicians backed by power-hungry teachers' unions put the desires of adults over the needs of children. These union-induced school closures hurt children academically, mentally, and physically. Leaders of states that committed human rights violations against society's most vulnerable should be shamed, not celebrated." DeAngelis suggested a few other titles that would have been more fitting for Governor Gavin Newsom. Our quote of the day, how easy it is to die with Jesus on the cross if one has lived with Jesus on the cross. Anna Schaefer. And our saint of the day, a running joke about England's obsession with the weather is tied to anger, thunderstorms, and this saint, who was a bishop of Winchester in the mid-800s. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
You know that feeling of remorse you get when you buy some overpriced, useless product? Yep, you're not going to feel that way at Daedalus Tactical. That's because Eric and Corey will build your firearm to your specs, or you could choose one of their custom-built firearms at DaedalusTactical.com. Daedalus Tactical will ship your firearm to your local firearms dealer, so make sure they can accept this firearm, and you might want to give them a heads up that your affordable, one-of-a-kind custom firearm is heading their way. Don't forget to include the promo code 556 in your initial email. You're going to need to spell it out. That's promo code 556. So go to DaedalusTactical.com today and experience their guilt-free guarantee.
Our saint of the day is Saint Swithin. There is a running joke about England's obsession with the weather, and Saint Swithin's Day on July the 15th reinforces the stereotype. The stories related to Saint Swithin, who was Bishop of Winchester in the mid-800s, don't reveal a whole lot of information about him and his services, and this in itself is surprising because a special day has been dedicated to him and his miracles. The legend goes that whatever the type of weather England wakes up to on July 15th, be it rain or sunshine, the next 40 days and nights will have the same weather conditions. So if it rains on July the 15th, one would expect to have an umbrella at your beck and call and for the next 40 days. However, there's no scientific or historical evidence to suggest that is the case of having the same weather for 40 days. Saint Swithin's Day is also celebrated to remember the historical miracles of the saint. And though there aren't that many miracles either associated with him, he is still quite the celebrated figure in Britain, so much so that around 40 churches are dedicated to him all over the country. We all need a good rescue story, and today we have one about the rescue and CPR of a mother elephant as her baby looked on. A video captured the moment a team of veterinarians, national park staff, and volunteers were able to rescue a baby elephant that had fallen into a manhole with its mother on Wednesday in Khao Yai National Park in central Thailand. The one-year-old calf fell into a drain hole and the mother refused to leave its side, guarding her baby as the young elephant was stuck, park officials confirmed to Reuters. When the rescue team arrived, they used anesthetic shots to subdue the frantic mother elephant, but the commotion resulted in her halfway falling into the hole, and then rescuers had to use a crane to lift her up, but she fainted due to the stress. The video showed staff members jumping up and down on the large creature's body in an attempt to perform CPR to resuscitate it. Well, the calf cries out and attempts to escape the hole as it tries to rush to its mother, but struggles and slips in the mud. It was really something to watch, but the team didn't give up and continued with its efforts to rescue the mother, and a construction digger was brought out to create an escape route for the baby elephant. The young elephant immediately rushes to its unconscious mother's side when the rescue efforts pay off, and the mother stands to cuddle her child, and the team rushes away to allow the family to return to the wild in peace. It was quite the happy ending. And now a cultural affairs brief with Christopher.
In some unsurprising news, a hippie, soy-belly boomer cartoonist is attacking one of the manliest comic strip characters ever. In a fit of likely jealous rage over the muscled body and happy family life of Popeye the Sailor Man, artist Randall K. Milholland, a literal milquetoast millhouse, has announced that Popeye is now gender fluid, and that the strips will now be more ethnically diverse and feature less heterosexual characters. This includes turning Olive Oil's half-sister Afro-Latina. In a bit of good news, Popeye is set to soon become part of the public domain, hopefully limiting this type of impotent rage-induced stranglehold on a classic character. I'm Christopher Lawrence, and this has been a cultural news brief.
Send me your tips to janet@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day, and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. You're listening to Crusade Channel News. I'm Janet Huxley for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.